Hello everyone and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. With European countries gaining more control of the coronavirus pandemic, the United Kingdom this week announced that they will allow American actors to have exemptions from their 14-day quarantine requirement so that films can resume production in the country. In a similar vein, The Lord of the Rings and Cowboy Bebop TV shows have been allowed to return to production in the country of New Zealand. Black Widow director Kate Shortland has confirmed in an interview that the film serves as a torch-passing story to Florence Pugh's Yelena Belova character and will propel a new female storyline in the MCU. In more MCU news, Thor's star Tessa Thompson recently said in an interview that in the next phase of the MCU, representation will actually be a priority. This seems to make sense with much of the new slate of Phase 4 films and TV series already announced by Marvel. The 2021 SAG Awards have followed suit from the Academy and delayed their 2021 ceremony by 2 months due to the coronavirus pandemic. And those waiting patiently for season 2 of The Boys on Amazon Prime will finally get the return of the anti-heroes in September of this year, with the show moving to a weekly release schedule. It was another week of significant losses of the artists in the world. Legendary film composer Ennio Morricone has died at the age of 91. He won his only Oscar in 2015 for The Hateful Eight, despite a prolific career of over 500 films, including The Untouchables, The Mission, Bugsy, and multiple Sergio Leone westerns. Earl Cameron, the first black leading man in British film, died at the age of 102. Cameron's career spanned from his debut in Pool of London in 1951 to even a small role in Christopher Nolan's Inception in 2010. And tragically, Broadway and television actor Nick Cordero died at the age of 41 after a months-long fight against the coronavirus. We send our thoughts to his wife Ashley and their son Elvis. Let's close it out with some new trailers. We got our first look at the new Liam Neeson drama Made in Italy, co-starring his son Michael Richardson, set for August 7th release. We got a brand new teaser look at Nia DaCosta's Candyman reboot, set for a September 25th release. And finally, we got our first look at Seth Rogen's new comedy, An American Pickle, which is set for an HBO Max release on August 6th. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows and our articles and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.